In today's podcast, we focus on something that we need more of, but we often don't pursue enough. Hey there! Welcome to the Five by the Fire podcast. I'm your host, Armand Sheffy, aka Pastor Fury. And I'm also the executive director of the Unshackled Network, a family of missionaries that exists to help the marginalized experience freedom in Jesus through equipping and empowering disciple makers called to the forgotten. So I saw a meme just a moment ago that said, when the power of love is greater than the love of power, we will have peace. And I thought that while I already believe that the power of love is greater than the love of power, I know that this isn't true in the hearts and minds of the vast majority of us sinful creations, right? At our core, we chase after things like power, money, fame, and so many things that never keep their promise of actually satisfying you. Now, in today's reading of 1 Kings chapter 3, we hear of an extremely powerful and rich King Solomon asking for something that doesn't often make our lists of gifts. Surprisingly, he doesn't ask for more power, he doesn't ask for more wealth or fame, but for something motivated by a heart to be a ruler of God's people in the way that God would want. Let's read his request of God in 1 Kings chapter 3, verse 9. He says, "Give your servant, therefore, an understanding mind to govern your people, that I may discern between good and evil. For who is able to govern this, your great people?" So in humility and a desire in order to actually lead in a way that is wise, Solomon asks for just that, wisdom, so that he can provide what any good king that chases after God would seek to provide, justice. Now, then he awakens and he finds out like this was all a dream. Or was it simply that? God often meets us in our dreams, and the next story demonstrates that God clearly heard and answered Solomon's prayer. This following story was always the most fascinating one to me as I grew up as a kid from the first time that I heard it, because I thought myself to be a bright kid, and this was a story of a bold and wise, brilliant move well beyond me then, and let's be honest, even to this day. Let's read verses 16 through 28 together. It says, "Then two prostitutes came to the king and stood before him. The one woman said, 'Oh my lord, this woman and I live in the same house, and I gave birth to a child while she was in the house. Then on the third day after I gave birth, this woman also gave birth, and we were alone. There was no one else with us in the house, only we two were in this house. And this woman's son died in the night because she laid on him. And she rose at midnight and then took my son from beside me while your servant slept and laid him at her breast and laid her dead son at my breast. When I rose in the morning to nurse my child, behold, he was dead. But when I looked at him closely in the morning, behold, he was not the child that I had born.' But the other woman said, 'No, no, 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 no. The living child is mine, and the dead child is yours.' The first said, 'No, the dead child is yours, and the living child is mine.'" You guys, you see the dilemma here? You see that there's this issue? "So thus they spoke before the king. Then the king said, 'The one says, this is my son that is alive, and your son is dead. And the other says, no, but your son is dead, and my son is a living one.' And the king said, 'Bring me a sword.'" So a sword was brought before the king, and the king said, "Divide the living child in two, and give half to the one and half to the other." Then the woman whose son was alive said to the king, because her heart yearned for her son, "Oh my lord, give her the living child, and by no means put him to death." But the other said, "He shall be neither mine nor yours. Divide him." Then the king answered and said, "Give the living child to the first woman, and by no means put him to death. She is his mother. And all Israel heard of the judgment that the king had rendered, and they stood in awe of the king because they perceived that the wisdom of God was in him to do justice. Now, firstly, this further reminds us of the depravity that resides within us, that in our pain, we can inflict the greatest pain on one another to degrees that we may not even think possible. This mother, in her grief, she quickly looked to take the most precious thing from the other mother, simply because she herself had lost hers. But the wisdom of God given to Solomon showed through this. It saw that this is not what's true, that there is a deeper reality, that there is a deception that we can perceive. God is the only righteous judge who can discern between good and evil, right and wrong, and bring forth true justice. In this scenario, Solomon was allowed to be God's vessel and cause the people of Israel to marvel. And I love how the people are said to have enough clarity to perceive that what they are witnessing is not simply a brilliant king, though they were in awe of Solomon. But the awe was truly because they knew that God's wisdom was within him. So today the reminder is simple and clear. Wisdom rules. In Proverbs 4, 5 through 9, the supposed author here once again is Solomon, who said like this, "Get wisdom, get insight. Do not forget and do not turn away from the words of my mouth. Do not forsake her and she will keep you. Love her and she will guard you." The beginning of wisdom is this: get wisdom, and whatever you get insight. Prize her highly, and she will exalt you. She will honor you if you embrace her. We'll stop there. Today, you guys, let us go into our day with a heart bent on God's wisdom and desiring it so that we can discern right from wrong, left from right, and move, lead, and do life according to God's supreme will for us. Would you pray with me? Heavenly Father, we thank you for the example in your word that demonstrates the supremacy of your wisdom. Lord, we desire not greater power, not greater fame nor wealth, but we desire greater insight, greater wisdom from you for the sake of justice, for the sake of doing right, for the sake of discernment, so that we can live, move, breathe, and lead in a way that brings honor and glory to your name. We love you and we thank you in advance. It's in Jesus' name we pray. Amen. All right, you guys, go today. Go in God's wisdom and do what is right and do what is just. If you're listening, thank you for subscribing on Spotify, iTunes, or wherever you're at. Hey, feel free to leave a review there so other people have a good context as to why you like the podcast. If you're watching on YouTube, Instagram, Facebook, like it, follow me on over there, leave a comment. I'd love to be engaging with you guys. And I'll see you back here tomorrow on Five by the Fire. Be blessed and be a blessing.